production, WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, "No government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue." President Obama writing on social media, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit."
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew at a 5.4% rate in the first quarter of the year. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The next chancellor of UW-Oshkosh will be Dr. Manohar Singh. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents announced his selection yesterday. Singh is the current interim president of Western Connecticut State University and will begin his new position with UWO on July 1st. Singh replaces Andrew Levitt, who will return to UWO as a chemistry teacher after a year away at another university. It started 10 years ago when the Green Bay Packers first told the NFL they wanted to host the draft event at Lambeau Field. Now it's just days away.
They raised the roof on the draft theater last week, and everything's starting to fill in. It's really amazing. The energy and electricity is exciting.
That's Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers.
It's just exciting to have it be here. We unveiled a countdown clock last May, and it was 345 days out. I remember looking at the countdown clock and like, holy smokes, that's we got some time. And now we, you know, going to the office every day, seeing that, and it's, you know, down into the double digits, and it's on top of us.
The draft takes place Thursday, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th. State lawmakers are proposing bipartisan legislation aimed at addressing the housing shortage, specifically in rural areas of Wisconsin. The bill's meant to incentivize developers to build housing projects in rural areas through tax credits and raising the lending limits for low-interest loan programs established last year. The tax credit bill would direct the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to give 35% of its annual credits to housing developments in rural areas and loosen financing restrictions on those projects. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Rhys Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know, like we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickle on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad mid-April day with sunny skies, and we finally get a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Current temperature is 33.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and downtown Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app. Milwaukee Brewers on the air on WISS today at 11:35, wrapping up against the Detroit Tigers. Some very special guests joining us right now in our headlines with the Press Times. Janelle Fisher is here, who pretty much covers everything that's going on in the whole community. Janelle, I want you to introduce our special guest today and what we got coming out from the Press Times. And by the way, you guys did a great story on Maldonado, the boxer, who was getting set for the goal and then unfortunately broke a bone in his hand.
Yeah, he did. I think the paper came out on Friday and he broke his hand on Saturday. So that was
so
a bummer.
Heartbreaking for that kid.
It was.
I mean, he was on his way to the Golden Gloves. He had made weight, dropped like 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Our intern that just left to go to school, those two are really good friends, and he is really hurting over missing an opportunity. I mean, those kids, and you know, I hope it heals and he can get back at it, but you don't know with some of those injuries.
You're boxing,
you know,
with
at
your
that
hand,
young age.
That felt terrible. But
anyway,
it was a great
that was a great article.
Yeah. So nice job, you guys.
Yeah.
Introduce our special guest.
Yeah. So it's 'tis the season for a local theater. It seems like there's a million and one shows coming up. And three of those happen to be Evergreen Theater. So I'll let Mike introduce himself. But he's directing one of those exciting shows.
Thanks, Janelle. Glad to be here. Mike Iongo. I've been with the theater for probably about 15 years. Other theaters in town, the St. Norbert Music Theater, done that. Done a little bit with Green Bay Community Theater, also down in the Valley Attic Theater. So kind of been around. So, yeah, it's interesting right now. We have a plethora of shows coming up. In fact, one of them is draft-oriented. We can start with that one.
This is a good
one. I love
one.
The name of
and
it.
Me too.
Yeah, it's Dad's Season Tickets. It's an original book and music written by Matt Zembrowski, and it's going to be at the Public Library right here. The first show is actually tomorrow. Starts at 5 p.m. and then Saturday, was it Friday, I believe, is the next show.
Saturday
at 1 o'clock. Good thing Janelle's here, right?
Yes.
And then next week, also at the 23rd.
She's our fact checker.
She is really good.
It's right here at the Brown County Library?
Brown County Library.
Okay, right downtown. All right.
And cool. It's the cost is perfect. It's free, of course.
Really?
So some pre-draft stuff coming up, which is kind of fun. I'm directing a show that's after the draft. It's called The Vultures. This is kind of a comedy whodunit, murder, mystery, all rolled into one. So a lot of fun. Great cast. We got 10 people in the cast.
Oh.
The short story is a multimillionaire, probably closer to a billionaire, Simon West, hated all of his current relatives, so he wasn't going to leave anything to any of them. He says, all right, whoever survives in 20 years after I die is going to be the next heir, right? So 20 years of the day after he dies, we assemble six potential heirs. And I'll just say a little murder, a little mayhem.
A little arsenic.
A little arsenic, old lace, all that kind of stuff. So it's a cool thing. And then following us, we got the kids. They have a show called Sleeping Beauty, Briar Rose. That's May 7th through the 11th, also at the same place. Now, we're at a different place.
Yep.
We have moved. We used to be at St. Norbert at the Webb Theater, beautiful location. But that didn't work out, especially kind of under the new management, we'll say, at St. Norbert. So we have moved over to the Cedar Creek Event Center, and Mr. Mino's son knows exactly where that is.
By Ryan Funeral Home.
That's right, because he works over there. So if you know where Ryan Funeral Home is, or if you know where the day spa is, then you'll know where Cedar Creek Event Center is, because right in between.
Kind of between 9th Street and 10th Street, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
Off of Main and De Pere.
Come right out of the
Main. Or John's Landmark behind McDonald's.
That too.
There you go.
So actually, that's a really great little restaurant over there.
Oh, yeah.
On that street.
Oak Street Cafe.
Yeah. I go there quite a bit.
Yes.
So anyway, we transform that into a theater event. We bring in our stages. We bring in our props. We bring in our sets. We put everything in there, light, sound, and then we transform that into our theater experience. So it's been working out very well. So this will be the end of this season coming up, the Briar Rose, and then we're off for the summer, and we'll get back there again in the fall.
When you purchased that place... You had a great open house there. I think a lot of people do know where it is, and there's great parking, and it's just good sight lines there. You don't have those
great locations.
I hope that's working for you guys. I want to talk. You went through all the plays that you're having this year very briefly, and are there still opportunities for people to get into theater? Because I just think, I'm a big theater person, and then I think it's great
coming up.
Experience for these kids to get up there, give them confidence, and we talked about that.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College, 1977.
There you go.
He was just trying to recruit me.
I was trying to get him out in the lobby.
I can see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, the shows are cast right now.
For the year? Okay.
In the summer,
that's fine.
Evergreen has a great summer program for the kids. You know, if you think about Evergreen, you think about kind of a merger, because back in the day, Next Door Theater was... predates us back in like 1969. Evergreen started in 1985, so we're on our 40th anniversary this year. And then those two groups merged. And so now we split the season. We have 8 shows. 4 of them are for the main stage and 4 of them for the kids.
Yeah. And you direct and act? You act, I know.
I've done both. Yeah. And probably will continue to do both.
Hey, by the way, your one story about Dad's season tickets kind of reminds me a little bit of that one Twilight Zone episode. Do you remember that? Where the really rich guy, he had his kids were terrible, his grandkids were terrible, and they gathered around the night he was going to die. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled a big joke on them with the masks? Yeah, but that's what reminds me of.
That's too creepy, John.
I'm just saying, that reminds me of that episode. Remember that episode?
No one knows that except you.
Everybody knows
no
it, John.
No one knows that reference.
Why does he have a microphone? Janelle, what's going on? I got to ask, obviously, the draft is right here now. Press times. What do you guys do? How do you handle that extravaganza?
Well, that would be a better question for Tori and maybe for John. But I know from an arts and entertainment standpoint, I'm keeping an eye on downtown Green Bay and on Broadway's activities coming up here. They've got the whole Touchdown Downtown lineup.
What do you think? Tell me about the band. I don't know a lot about... Tell me a little bit about what you know about some of the bands.
A lot of these bands, I know I recognize the names of at least. I know Hang Ten has definitely played up here before. This Grupo Can Savor, if that's how you pronounce it. I know they've played maybe during the Levitt Amp series.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's a lot of good bands in there and a good variety.
Was it tonight they're announcing... The NFL or whomever is announcing their lineup. Is that right?
Correct. Well, yeah. I don't know if it's tonight. I know it's coming up that they're announcing.
Okay.
I think at 5.
I heard at 5 o'clock today from what I heard.
It's a possibility.
Do you have any guesses?
I do not.
Okay. And yesterday we had Stadium View on, 13 bands.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about this draft, and I like football more the game than the draft, but I'm just so glad that these businesses are going to be able to capitalize on this. You know, they got 3, maybe 4 days of opportunities. And a lot of these, to get in, it's free to get in. Now, they obviously want you to buy some food and drinks there. But it's amazing how, this event you're talking about. I mean, they got fireworks. It's free to go to this. And they got, 5 acts on Wednesday night and 4,
five
I think.
5 acts each night.
Each night. So, then they got that whole Booyah thing. There's just a lot of things that I just hope... people in Green Bay obviously take advantage of, and they should, or Brown County. But I just hope that the word gets out to the visitors who are going to be here to really experience Green Bay for all we have to offer. So, you know, that's not a responsibility, but I hope people read your paper, and that especially the section that you write, that they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe all this stuff is going on. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, well, and I tell you what, if it's the season for musical theater, it's more so the week of live music. I know At the Track is doing their whole
cool
draft picks music festival. They've got like four or five bands lined up every night from the 21st through the end of the draft. The Shipyard District, all the bars down there are doing
right
live music every night. You said Stadium View is doing live music. You walk pretty much anywhere and you'll hear a band.
I'm a fan of that Shipyard District. I hope that really, really takes off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another part of town that was just blight for so many years. And that, you know what I mean? That could be a great, great venue.
It can.
Yeah.
It can. I mean, it takes
some
energy.
It's got that urban feel to it.
It does. And there's nothing like it, which is cool. So
yeah. I know they've got the park started down there,
right.
But I think there's a lot of people just waiting to see what happens with the coal
piles. The next step, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of little events that maybe a lot of people aren't tracking that are going on in conjunction with the draft. Like there's a NFL Play 60 thing going on. There's an NFL Earth Day thing going on.
Right.
So a lot of little, little things that are...
Earth Day is the 22nd.
Yep. So a lot of little stuff that... that's been coordinated through the NFL. Yeah. That's happening. That we'll be covering too.
And what I think is really cool about that. And you probably speak to this, Mike. There's a lot of talent in this community.
Amazing.
I was going to bring that exact point
it's
up.
Amazing.
You're never short of potential.
Conducted the band for how many years? I mean,
right.
You're a musician.
My other life, I conduct the AVB Community Band. Been doing that for over 25 years now, and we regularly feature some of the best singers in the area. I mean, we are just blessed.
Even on Friday mornings, we bring in some of these singers. So I get with a young lady from Cato, little town of Cato. She grew up on a dairy farm, and her brother's still a dairy farmer, and they put this band together. And her voice just tore up this room. It was incredible.
We're like, were you in music? I mean, you didn't have to ask her, was she in music theater? Were you the lead in the play? Yes, yes. You know, and
all that.
It just, and yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they don't get the place to play, but I think Green Bay is doing better. You think about 25 years ago, but it's nice, just some of the places you just mentioned, it's that they have an opportunity to perform.
They do. And they can, if they pay attention, they'll find where those places are. Because some of them are right here, but some of them are up to Abrams. Sometimes you go to the Forest Inn.
I'm going to say one thing. Read her section. What day does that come out in the paper where you list everything going on the weekends?
Every Friday with the paper.
If you want to know where to find these things,
I get
she has every single thing in about 75 miles, I swear, around here of what's going on the weekends. And it's extraordinary how many things are going on, not only here in Green Bay, but in these smaller communities.
And we talk about that. We do our show out of Oshkosh, Appleton. Mm-hmm. And I just think sometimes we're not seen for what we really are. You know, and there's just so much talent. You know, you got the Music Mile, and these little venues that I'm talking about. It doesn't all have to be, you know, a PAC or something. It can just be these smaller, 200 seats, and the talent that's there is, I think, incredible.
And don't forget to thank the music teachers that have taught all these kids very young.
We get that all the time from the bands when we ask them, where was the inspiration?
Where was
it might be a fifth grade music teacher who gave them confidence.
Exactly.
Right.
So if people want to go to our shows.
Stick around. We're going to keep you over here.
Awesome.
I got a text here. Oh, my God. I haven't heard anyone mention Next Door Theater in years. I was a part of that.
All right.
Nancy.
There you go.
So that's cool. Stick around. Headlines with the Press Times. Janelle Fisher. Mike Arango. Did I pronounce that right?
Perfect.
Arango. Michael Arango. What was that?
I love it.
Hot. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbull Show.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Health Air Field.
Play Catch on the Field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
After a winter of sitting around, spring means your pet will be more active. Make sure they're fit for the season during April, Canine Fitness Month. Walking your dog is more than just a time for potty breaks, as it provides physical health, mental stimulation, socialization, and bonding necessary for good health. A reminder from the Pampered Pet. The Pampered Pet provides nutrition and supplies for dogs and cats, along with grooming and nail cutting. So put your furry friend on a leash and bring them in to the Pampered Pet at 528 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
It's that time of year where we all know that Easter is coming up.
Which means that the Easter Bunny is on his way as we speak. Hopping a little bit this way and a whole lot of that way. Hiding all the eggs and the candy and who knows what else he's up to. Find out where he is today by going to WISS.FM and clicking events. Because the guy's got a busy schedule. And quite frankly, I only get so many spots a week and I just can't fit them all. So head to the website, click events, and see where he's at. And tell him Danvers are better than none. He'll know what it means.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here. Headlines with the Press Times. Mike Ariango and the Evergreen Theater. And of course, Janelle Fisher and John Kramer. Just hanging out, trying to see if we can get something here to eat or give us some swag.
No, I'm just
hanging.
Just waiting to crack on you. But Chris sent me an email and wanted me to dig on the mayor a little bit and let him know that
thank you, Chris.
That the parking rate is being increased over the draft and wanted to make sure.
Well, he would have talked to the current mayor.
Okay, no, the current mayor called him and asked him for advice.
She just wanted to get you riled up.
Yeah. No, I okay.
Eric, here's what I would double it. I would double it. Can you triple it? I think you should. I think you should. Go ahead.
Just for the record, we'll move on. So this theater that we are talking about.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to give John one more plug. Give another plug about something. And this near and dear to your heart, too, Jim. NWTC.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, so yes. We got the Digital Arts Showcase coming up on May 8th out at NWTC. So it's all the digital art program students displaying what they got going on from photography like me to web design and that kind of stuff. And there's a food put on by the culinary arts students. So that's 4:30 to 6 out at NWTC in the business building there. And my photography will be featured. So it'd be nice if you could actually show up to something, I know.
Terrific. In the College of Business, which is Building 4. And where are you displaying that? Right in the front lobby?
Yeah, right in that atrium there.
Great. All right. Come out there. When is this?
May 8th.
May 8th.
Yep. 4:30.
I will say this. The work you bring in that you do is really, really impressive. Your photography. It's really, truly impressive.
Well, that's great, but show up for
I'm
once.
Going to.
I'll be
Todd, for that. Todd, read the text you just got there.
And I'm not sure exactly what this is, but it says, "The Money Doctor, I miss listening to Mike. Please bring your show back to us, Jim."
There you go.
Talk about that.
Well, in my real life job, I'm a financial advisor and have been doing that for 40 years. So, I'm going to be retiring soon, right at the end of my stint there. So we started that a long time ago on a different station, and my handle was The Money Doctor.
There you go.
Certified financial planner.
Got any advice for us right now?
Hang tight. Hang tight, baby.
All right.
Hang in there.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about all the great things going on here, entertainment-wise, the venues, all the different things. You know, I mean, you must be a little bit, I don't want to say overwhelmed, but you just got to be like, okay, which one do I go to? Which one do I promote? Which one do I review? I mean, it's a smorgasbord, right?
Yeah, definitely is. I'm trying to get to all of them. This week's City Pages has got obviously Evergreen Theater, and Ashwaubenon High School has a play opening this weekend. That one's really cool because it's student directed, which not a lot of the high schools do. The students, the seniors vote on the show, and then two of them direct it together. Green Bay East has a show opening pretty soon here. They're doing The Play That Goes Wrong, which is a great show if you haven't seen it. One of the funniest shows.
And
I've
East
seen.
Takes this serious, though. I mean, everybody, but I mean, you know, Green Bay East, obviously not sports wise what they used to be, but I'll tell you what, whatever they lost along those lines, they've added unto the arts entertainment. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
And on the step up, I mean, John said, you know, Preble, Southwest, they all do great theater. Let's just go through this Evergreen again, because I just think that. It's just a great opportunity. Sure. It's not that expensive either. No. What you guys do there, and we've
Evergreen is all volunteer. All right, so we don't have professional actors. We don't have professional directors, but we do a pretty darn good job. I mean, the people that are doing this have been around a long time. I've been doing this, gosh, since I was 16, I think.
We've had Gizmo on a number of times.
Gizmo is awesome. Does a great job. But the actors, you know. I have a little blurb for this show as far as the notes from the director when you get to read this. You know, life is kind of like a box of chocolates. Well, so is community theater. You know, you never know what you're going to get, but that's the whole point of community theater. Bring people together, and that I've got one guy in the show hasn't been on stage for 25 years. Got another guy's been doing it his entire life. So we work together as a community. We create that bond, and the audience loves it.
I've got a six-year-old granddaughter who's got that natural talent, and every grandpa would say that, but even Jim has seen it, whose daughters were in whatever. It's like, whoa, she's got it. How young should you get somebody like that involved in something?
That's good. Six is good.
Okay. All right,
so
that's what I told them.
Check it out, Evergreen Theater.
Quick text here. AVB Alloy Village Band concerts are one of Green Bay's best hidden secrets. Free concerts that draw 1500 people every month, September to May. Such talented musicians. William, you like that?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we do that. Free concerts. I've been doing that. We are over at the Ashwaubenon PAC, beautiful location, once a month, typically the third to Monday of each month. This week it was on the second Monday, and next month is also second Monday. Thanks for the plugs. I love all that. So our final concert coming up.
You get a lot of fans listening from a whole different area.
Yes, so.
You should get this guy on more often.
And you less often.
Speaking of talent, we've got Lucia Suarez, who is a junior at Southwest. She's going to be our featured vocalist next month. So mark it on your calendar. That will be the second Monday.
Love it
May.
When you showcase the high school talent. Yeah, I just absolutely. And there's, boy, that's out there too.
And it's out there. Oh, and man. I tell you, and a lot of them go on to be professional. Yeah. In fact, there's one back in town right now, Kelsey Dene, last name Schmidt, no relation to the mayor here, but she's back. She's been on tour with Les Mis for quite a while.
Wow.
So she's been doing great. So if you want to get tickets for our shows, best way to do is go to evergreentheater.org. And you were right. The tickets for the dad's
season tickets
are free.
That's good.
The tickets for my show coming up are a whopping $25, which includes the processing fee. And then the tickets for the kids coming up are $13, and that includes the processing fee.
Can you give some dates?
Sure. So for my show, we're coming up April 30th through May 4th. So that would be starting basically in 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks from today. So we've got...
And that's Dad's Season Tickets?
Dad's Season Tickets again.
Okay.
April 17th, 19th, and the 23rd.
Outstanding.
All right.
Where do you do them at the library at the Bronco? Downstairs?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
There's a theater downtown.
Evergreentheater.org. Do I have that?
Correct.
Okay.
Never been in the library?
Well, I was going to ask, is that where we spoke for the Retired Men's Club?
Yep. Thing? Downstairs.
Yeah, in the auditorium.
Those seats are upgraded. That's
you're
comfortable.
You're talking about the Alloy Village Band, which is now the AVB Community Band. We started there.
Oh.
Okay.
Down in the
That's
basement
a good
of the
group of guys.
That's a good group of guys. That's a good theater down there.
Yep.
Good for you. Well, thank you for bringing this.
Great stuff.
Continue to do it here. I mean, year after year, this is fun. This is great
stuff. Janelle Fisher, headlines for the Press Times. Wonderful, wonderful newspaper. We love getting it every time we get it. Mike Ayango. Ayango.
Ayango.
Ayango. Evergreen Theater. Thanks for everything you do. John Kramer, thanks for driving him here. Quick break. Back with more after this.
What the people need is a way to make them smile. 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In a climate where school districts are repeatedly going to the voters asking for referendums to fund operations, one area school district is feeling the pinch after a $10 million per year for 4 years operational referendum failed on April 1st. Fond du Lac School District is making cuts to address the $7.5 million deficit they face. Superintendent Jeff Flagg says that the district will eliminate 83 positions and lay off 27 employees. 53 of those positions are teaching positions. Due to the cuts, class sizes will increase from 25 to 29 students per class. Flagg says if these cuts are not enough to make up the deficit, the school district will look at closing buildings next. If a Fond du Lac representative gets his way, the pride flag and others will not be flown at the state capitol. Joanne Krulatz reports.
State lawmakers debate what flags should be allowed to fly over the Wisconsin capitol. Fond du Lac Republican Representative Jerry O'Connor authors a bill that would allow only flags of the U.S. and Wisconsin and says the visual created by flags on government and school buildings is a problem and causes division. Milwaukee Democratic Representative Christine Sinicki says the bill actually causes more division. Flags including Pride, MAGA, and Juneteenth would be prohibited under the bill, which includes exceptions such as the POW/MIA flag.
30-year-old Jacob Miller of Sturgeon Bay has been sentenced to 20 years in prison and 10 years extended supervision for an attack on a family with a hedge trimmer. Miller was convicted in Door County Court of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, armed robbery, use of force, and physical abuse of a child intentionally causing bodily harm. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad mid-April day with sunny skies, and we finally get a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Current temperature is 33.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote, along with our friend Trigvi Olsen and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Man, some great guests. Mary Rohde was awesome. Vice President of Marketing and Communication on Broadway. Talked about the great things they've got coming up over the next week or so. Dean Holger, Executive Director and Board President, along with Charlie Frisk, Vice President, Clean Water Action Council. It's their 40th anniversary. And again, my lifespan here in Green Bay in Northeast Wisconsin has mirrored when they first started their project. I remember coming to town. I remember telling somebody, it's like, man, I can't wait to go fishing, see all these fish jumping in the river. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, are those salmon? Are they steelhead? Or it's like, no, they're carp. It's like, okay, well, you don't
bullhead.
And bullet. It's like, you don't want to eat them.
But they, as he mentioned, you know, they got that event coming up tomorrow night at Riverside Ballroom. And I don't know if you've attended those, but they really go over why they exist, what their goals are, what they've accomplished. And you just go to their website, that cleanwateractioncouncil.org. Buy tickets for that. It's, like you said, it's a very healthy dinner, you know, the portobello mushrooms.
All organic, raised and everything.
All local.
I wonder, hey.
But it's very
hey,
cool. It's so, their speakers are good and the music's good.
Okay, enough about that, Jim. My portobello mushroom farm is taking shape like within the next month. Going up to the camp, got the logs up. I got to buy the spores. I got to get spores. My portobello mushroom farm is coming to life in about a month.
I don't think you grow portobello off those logs.
Well, if it's not portobello, there's some other ones that are going to be growing. They're going to be amazing. They're going to be so fresh. Mm-hmm. And I'd be able to pick them for you, people. You know what I could do, people?
Put them on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen to me. So if I'm up there at the camp and you text me and say, hey, Mino, we're having a big dinner tonight. Need some really unbelievably fresh mushrooms. I could say, okay, heading back to Green Bay, heading back tonight. I will take a picture of me picking the mushrooms.
Right off
putting
the
them
log.
In a baggie mm-hmm. right off the log. Getting in my car, driving them within 3 hours, I will be handing them from log, from birth to consumption. I will hand them to them.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, they Clean Water Action Council.
Okay, here's the thing. Well, some mushrooms like shiitake are grown on logs. Portobellos are not a log grown mushroom. I thought you tried.
Did I just say that?
But I thought you tried growing them one time in your yard.
I did, but they weren't portobello. They were the shiitake.
But I thought you tried growing portobellos and failed miserably.
No, I didn't. No, I never said that. No, my wife likes portobello. But I ordered those in restaurants.
The shiitake?
Yes.
How did that go?
It didn't. It didn't work because the logs I bought were faulty. And I bought them at the farmer's market. I bought two logs. I carried them all the way to my house.
How did you get a faulty log?
I don't think I was in there the next time I went. No, it was bad. But then somebody told me that they have to be in the shade, and maybe I had them out in the sun. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it was my fault. But they never produced product. So I think they were $20 each, and I got two for $30, you know, because I got a little bit of a deal on them. But I did. I just want you to know that I walked all the way home with those logs.
Did they already have the stuff implanted in them?
Yes. Oh. He's just, this is going to be great. You keep them wet. And
how can you not grow a mushroom?
Yeah, right? So they were faulty logs because it sure wasn't my fault.
No, I wouldn't think so.
So that's what I thought.
But I got like 10 6-foot logs.
Well, these weren't
I'm going to put
these
in like 500 holes. I'm going to grow. I'm going to own the mushroom market in the UP. I'm going to be the king of the mushrooms.
Like the Hunt brothers when they cornered the silver market.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm going to be like Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago. Right, Todd? Okay. I'm going to be the mushroom king of the UP.
I could see that happening.
I don't think,
absolutely.
Okay, there's a couple things wrong with that whole thing. One is you haven't even put like the seedling. You haven't even started.
It's too early.
Don't they have to go through like a cycle?
They won't be ready this summer. It'll be like next year.
The way you just said it, they come up all the time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Also, you know what I'm going to make? You know what I'm making up there? I'm going to make some fire starters. If people need some, let me know, okay? It's this combination. I'm doing this. Dom and I are going to do this. You melt paraffin wax. Okay.
Paraffin
wax. Mm-hmm. And you put it in little containers. Okay. All right.
It's like called a candle.
Well, no. But you could put them in egg cartons.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so you mix paraffin, lint from your dryer. Okay. And sawdust. And you mix that all together with the paraffin and have a little wick, just a tiny little wick coming up. You put that in your fireplace, or if you're out camping someplace and you don't have enough kindling, because who takes kindling with them when they go camping? In fact, you're not even supposed to take kindling with you, I don't believe, to different camping sites. You just have the natural, whatever there, and it's wet, and it's damp, and it's small, and you forgot the little hatchet. I told you to bring a hatchet. Right. I forgot the hatchet.
Yeah, that happens.
We can't make, okay. But with my little fire starters, it doesn't matter. Because you won't need little pieces of kindling. This burns so hard, so fast, and so hot that even bigger pieces of wood, and it will stay. The paraffin's not going anyplace. So it will stay there until the rest of your wood is ignited. Dom and I are making these.
Okay. All right.
And selling them. Well, okay. Maybe not. If you want to make a donation, show your appreciation.
Well, there's sure no cost in that. I mean, sawdust.
Dryer lint
and paraffin.
Paraffin.
Thin.
Paraffin.
And a wick. Why don't you just, that's a candle.
You don't even need a wick if you don't put, I'm going to make you, do you have a fireplace?
Yeah.
Do you have a wood fireplace?
Yeah.
I will make you one and you try it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll try it.
Okay.
I'll try it.
All right.
Why don't you just use, they have those things you can buy already.
Well, you got to buy them.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to give them away.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay, let me look at it. I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. I will try it, and I'll tell you what you should sell it for.
Okay, deal.
The other thing I would do if I were you, I would scent them. I would put some kind of like spruce or make so it kind of smells a little bit. You know what I mean? Like people might like that.
It's not a bad idea.
You know?
I got to be honest with you. That's not a bad idea. I know what I could do. I could get some.
Hey, the guest is here.
I could get some air fresheners. You know those car air fresheners? That smell like a pine tree. They smell like gin, actually.
That's okay. Gin.
That might work.
Gin's okay.
What if I put a shot of gin? Half a shot of gin?
No. Don't put it.
Maybe then with the paraffin.
Then shoot the cost up.
Ah.
I would recycle. I would buy a bunch of those. You know how those things. I would just buy cases of those things, grind them up, and put that in there as well. Like it says sawdust.
I like it.
So
I like
Reggie.
It.
Yes. Good morning, guys.
You're here.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We're going to talk to you about a lot of stuff.
First, we're going to introduce you. Reggie, Area 509, Caribbean Taste, Busted Spud. Pronounce your last name for me, Reggie.
Adesamu.
Adesamu?
Yes.
Adesamu. Reggie, Adesamu.
Yes. You've
correct?
Got a successful
I have
Caribbean.
Such a knack at pronouncing names in other languages. Yeah. It's mind-blowing. It's just a gift from God. Reggie, Adesamu.
Yes.
509.
He'll say that now
Caribbean
20
Taste,
times.
Busted Spud. Talk to us, my brother. How's it going?
It's been good. Thanks for having
me. Great having you here. How was the train on Shawano Avenue?
Oh,
Walnut, rather.
Yeah, I was there for 15 to 20 minutes.
Right. And they can only block traffic, for 9 minutes because of ambulances. But they
that's one way. Then they stop and back up for another night.
We're glad you're here. So you've got a happening restaurant. Well, you got two things going for you, right? You've got the food truck.
Yes.
And then you've got a bricks and mortar restaurant.
Yes.
In Appleton.
Yes.
Tell us about it. Because last time you were here, you were Chris.
Todd is
going.
Your biggest fan.
Yeah. Well, he's been coming for the live music. He's been coming for the food. He's been eating the oxtails.
Well, you didn't know he is Haitian.
No. I did not know that. Yeah.
Tell us about your business.
How's Jim, by the way, was in Haiti this year.
Haiti or Haiti?
He went to Haiti, yeah.
Oh,
he went
in Haiti.
What, 2 weeks ago?
Wherever the ship docked, huh?
Yeah. Oh, Labadee, like a Cape Haitian, that's like an hour away from where I'm from.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How was it?
If I'd only known. Yes, that was great. I really enjoyed it. It was nice. Everything about it was great. Usually I find something wrong. My wife says I'm going to find something wrong in heaven. I don't think I'm going there, but if I would. But it was great. I had a great vacation. Tell me about your restaurant. How's it going? And I want to talk about food trucks then.
The restaurant right now, on May 17th, we have our anniversary, 3-year anniversary for Area 509.
Congrats.
And then we have 6-year anniversary for Caribbean Taste. And it's been amazing. And now we have a lot of good stuff planning for the summer. So we have a farmer's, like a food truck rally. That's every Friday, starting this Friday. So we have a lot of new options, like a lot of food trucks already scheduled to be at 509 this year.
So the food truck rally happens down there?
Yes.
At 509?
On Fridays.
Isn't that great?
Where exactly?
We have a parking lot in the back, and then we have actually a beer garden where you can grab your food from the food truck and go sit down and have a drink.
How fun is that?
That's a cool atmosphere for family, kids, and actually we have pet friendly as well.
Nice. And what time does that kick off?
We start at 5 till 8.
Perfect. Right. After a long week, go there?
Yeah, it's after, you know, you're done with work, I'll grab your family, your kids, and we have a lot of games, yard games and stuff. It's just like a really relaxing, friendly atmosphere we have in the back of the building.
Okay, I got to ask one thing, though. Okay, so your Caribbean food and everything, food from Haiti. Okay, who do you think you are coming up here and telling us how to eat potatoes? Who are you to tell us how to eat potatoes? And what are you doing with these potatoes?
I mean, the thing is, like, when you're a chef, there's not anything you cannot cook. You can cook anything as long as, I mean, once you have the hand and the skills, that's all you need. And the thing is that the potato is not my idea. It was Roxanne's idea, and she just let me run with it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to make a note that you actually gave her credit.
And the thing is, with food, again, food is art. Like, you know, you don't have... like potatoes could be German or all these other things in it, but like with art, anybody, when it's like a canvas, you can put your own brushes, your own like twist to it. So that's what we're doing with potatoes. So we're putting our own Haitian twist into it.
Nice.
Wow, that's great. Tell me, are you involved with the draft too, right?
Yes, yeah, we'll be at the draft. We'll be at Badger State, and both trucks will be there. Caribbean Taste will be there, and then Busted Spot as well.
Are you at Badger State?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great place.
Yeah, that is.
It's a bunch of cool people. They're very friendly. It's a nice atmosphere as well they have over there.
They had some national media there yesterday interviewing them.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're going to get some press there. Yeah. Good for you. That is a fun place.
Okay, you got to tell us a little bit about what you brought in right here, because that looks really good.
Oh, I mean, Maxim makes some rum cake this morning, so rum I don't know cake. How much rum she puts in them.
More credit for Roxanne.
That's nice.
I don't know how much rum she puts in, but she sent me with 6 rum cakes for you guys to enjoy, and I don't know if you guys drink coffee. Those goes really well with coffee, so you can have that with your morning coffee.
Todd just raves about, I forget what it was.
Oxtail?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we can actually keep on the menu. We sell a lot of it, and then it takes an hour to cook. So, like, it takes a really long time.
It's not just it truly is an ox's tail?
Yes. It falls off the bone,
Where do you get that?
We have like suppliers and stuff. We go to Hens Meat Market. That's we have a meat supplier that will bring it to us.
Wow.
How do you eat it? What is it?
I mean, it's just like grilled? You eat it. No, we actually slow cook it in the oven for like 4 hours. And then when you grab it, it's just gooey and tasty. It just goes really well with the rice and beans. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, I was just going to say, it's really, really, it's almost sweet because it's the fat and the marrow and stuff like that. Turns really
cooks with its own stuff.
It's really, really good stuff.
And then when we cook it for 4 hours, kind of like caramelize and give it that little.
Steak. You ever had it?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh!
So.
You gotta have to try it.
Come, I'd love to.
Yeah, May 17th, guys. If you guys don't have anything planning, we have the anniversary party at 509. We have live music. We have Illuminati coming up. We have Joe Soundtrack from Chicago, and then we do have another band from Chicago called Gizé. They really good. So if you guys like reggae music, you like Haitian music, that would be a nice.
Where exactly would people come to?
They'll come to Appleton. The address is 1025 North Badger Avenue. And in the back of the building, there'll be food trucks. There'll be ice cream for the kids. And yeah, it's going to be like we have seatings. We have a stage. And we do have like a beer and wine license. So we'll be serving beer and wine.
And I know we don't have time to get into the whole story, but man... The journey you've traveled to get from where you were to right here, right now.
I know. It's been a long journey. I mean, people have been telling me I should write a book, but thinking about it.
I just want to also say that Area 509 and the food trucks are sponsoring our new Wisco 411, which is our community calendar websites. So even if you go to our website, you can click on the new Wisco 411 community calendar and see where the food trucks are going to be every week. You can find out all the events they've got coming up this summer as well just by going to our websites.
Oh, man. Okay, and this is good that you're coming to the draft because we can tell people about
the May 19th thing, too, because I think a lot of people
17th.
Are going
to be... May 17th.
May 17th, I'm yeah. sorry. Well, yeah. I'm going to be there on both days.
Right, we got to set our quick break. We're going to pick it up from right there. Reggie, do some why.
No. This is what's that, cacao? Moo.
Moo some why. We'll be back. All right.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, Wisconsin is a small-batched, handcrafted distillery focused on creating spirits from grain to glass. Located in the original Dale Fire Station built in 1938, the distillery is a nod to tradition, service, and preservation of the fire station's history. Whether you're a seasoned spirit enthusiast or a casual sipper, Old Station 31 is a place for all to gather, take a tour, enjoy a craft cocktail, and relax. Here's to fires that forge character and spirits that spark tradition.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions, a very handsome reward indeed. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash in non-retirement accounts. That's over 8 times the national savings average. The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% IRA boost on annual contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. Rates subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over 8 times the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Hey, Rob, welcome back. I'm under the mayor here with a phenomenal, phenomenal restaurateur, Reggie Dusmoir.
No, Desamour.
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 Yeah, that's what I heard.
No, you're not close.
It means lot of love. Okay. Desamour.
Does it? Does it really?
Yeah, Desamour. Yeah.
Got a text here. Ringing the bell when he mentions my name is really funny. Roxanne. Roxanne, I got to tell you something. You made the, what is this again?
Rum cake.
You made this rum cake that is so delicious. It's incredible. It is the most moist, juicy, tasteful, delicious rum cake type thing. And you guys sell these?
Yes, we do sell them at the restaurant.
Roxanne, this is really, really, really good.
You guys just kicked off the Busted Spud, right?
Yes,
a couple
yes.
weeks ago.
Yes.
And
he was telling me some of
the
flavors.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
The turnout was crazy.
Yes.
People were going nuts over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we went to Fond du Lac, and then we sold out pretty much everything.
Wow.
yeah.
That's
just
great.
Like that.
Yes.
And you were telling me about some of the different types of spuds you have.
Yeah, we do have a chicken bacon ranch. We have one of the most popular one is the brisket one. That one really goes really fast. And then we have a taco tato. We do actually one of the, there's a porker. That's like a shredded pork, garlic pork done there.
Now, if somebody came to your place and they said, hey, listen, we heard you on the radio, heard you talk about oxtail and different things, but Todd raves about some of your other types of foods. What would you say that you get the best comments on if somebody says, help me out, what should we get? Todd, you jump in on this one too.
Well, I mean, I like the plantains. There was a couple of weeks ago where you didn't have them quite yet ready.
Yes, yeah.
And I tried something else. It was
The Acra.
Acra.
The Acra is a yuca with black eyed peas in it with Asian spice.
Wow. And it's deep fried, right?
Yes.
What was the first thing you were mentioning that you just mentioned?
Oh, the plantains?
Yes. What's a plantain?
Plantain is like a green banana. They're not bananas, but they look like a banana.
Right.
They're a lot bigger, a lot tougher. So you got to fry them twice and season them. And they're really delicious. They kind of taste like potatoes.
Wow. I'm learning.
Where did you come up with all that? Did your wife?
I grew up in Haiti. Right. I did not move here until I was 22 years old. All right. And then, that's why we eat in Haiti. We eat a lot of oxtail, a lot of rice and beans. We eat a lot of, that's what we, it's kind of like the pickles. That's a spicy coleslaw. We have a pink salad, people call it, but it's a beet salad. A lot of people don't like beets. They actually love our beet salad. It's like a potato salad with beets in it.
Beets are phenomenal for you.
Yes, they are. And the beet salad is amazing as well.
If you like coleslaw, the picklets is very good.
Really?
But it's spicy, man.
It'll
kick you.
Yeah. Did you have any of that when you're in Haiti? I mean, like, did you go to lunch at a?
Yeah, I don't. I like to order what's local, and that's kind of how I order.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I don't know, like you do.
I mean, yeah. If you, I would love to, I'll serve you guys. Come to the
restaurant.
I'll educate you guys on all the food if you like spicy.
How long are you there? Are you going Wednesday? I want to get back to the draft. I'll come to your place. You know, 509. But the draft. Are you there? Are you getting there on Wednesday? Or are you going to get there Thursday?
Thursday.
Okay. So you'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That's correct.
All right. And your hours there? Are you guys getting there? Are you opening at 10 or are you going to open at noon?
It all depends on the food supplies, because if we have to go back and go make more food, so in the traffic too. So we're going to try to be like there at like 10 the first day, but the next day we have to go by the ear and see, like, you know, how much food we can make and how much food we can bring back.
Did they give you a parking spot?
We have one, and we have, but we do have 19 employees, so we're thinking about like renting like a little bus and stuff so we can.
Mino. You drive.
Absolutely. Can do that.
We were hired.
And don't forget,
taken care of.
He's got that truck that can be rented, right?
Yeah. We do actually have the rental services that we're doing right now. We have two full rentals. One is in talk right now, but we have another one that is ready for rent. They like a $60.
How would somebody do that? Go tell us. It's all equipped?
It's all equipped. We have all the equipment, and then it's ready to pass inspection, and you just get your license, and you're ready to be, and then you get to be a business owner.
Could they cook any type of food they want from that truck?
It's their truck. They can do whatever they want. They get license, and then, we like helping the community, because the community has done a lot for us, so it's a way of giving back to the community. And then I remember when I started myself, I did not have the fund and I did not have the credit to go to the bank to get the money, so that's a way to help somebody in my situation to start their own business.
What a success story.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. I think somebody should take you up on that, right?
Yeah,
I want to do it. I want to rent it this summer.
Yeah, we got a 30-foot trailer that has everything in it. It's like a really completed commercial kitchen. So, you can make burgers, brats, and whatever you want.
And it's nice when the community, like Appleton, does a food truck rally.
Yes.
You know, so successful in other communities. And I just think that's something that we should be doing here, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said on my Facebook page, food bring people together and
it does.
The culture. So that's all we're doing. We're trying to get people together, create like a community and a friendly environment as well.
And I love the fact that where else would you find food from Haiti? I mean, original type food from Haiti in Northeast Wisconsin.
So teaching our kids do a project on food trucks, and that's really an introductory to that country through food.
Yes.
And they learn about Haiti. And you can, especially when they have somebody like you work in the booth.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of questions and stuff, like people asking
where.
At the truck, and people asking questions about the food and stuff. And some of them kind of like a little wary until they try it. And then they like, wow, that's amazing. Like, we have a family that their husband won a plate of food. Their wife didn't want anything to do with it, and she tried it. She tried the food, and then she stole his plate, so he has to come back and get it.
There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Todd doesn't BS like the rest of us at times, and he, every time he's gone to your place, just comes back and just raves about it.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
So congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys.
One more time, where you're at.
We are 1025 North Badger Avenue, Appleton.
Okay, and then for the draft at Badger State?
We'll be at Badger State all 3 days.
All right.
Are you going to have rum cakes? Is Roxanne going to be there?
Yes, she will be there.
I think you could stay home.
Yeah.
My man, it's great having you here. Congratulations, Reggie. Everything you do for us, we appreciate like you can't believe. And what a wonderful part of Northeast Wisconsin you've become.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Jump
have a nice
those
day.
Trains on the way back.
All right.
Hey, we're out of time. Thank you, everybody. What a great lineup of guests. Mary, Dean, Charlie, Janelle, Mike, and Reggie, and John Kramer, the whole bunch. Fun get together. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy Award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the state of Maine, challenging Maine's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls and women's sports.
The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. The British Supreme Court today ruled that a woman is someone born biologically female. Author J.K. Rowling weighing in on the platform X, saying the ruling protects the rights of women and girls across the United Kingdom. Harvard University mulling a lawsuit against the Trump administration after more than $2 billion in federal funding was pulled from the school over directives demanding that Harvard obey directives on who to hire and how to teach. Retail sales rose 1.4% last month. This is ABC News.